It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to
louder.
Home base.
Louder.
It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead.
And how many times did we say that in the first half?
But I mean, my goodness,
Ryan. And the Royals lead 1-0 in the sixth with Bobby Witt Jr. coming through with two outs.
I like the fact that Ryan's on the call for every big moment of the postseason that we've had with the Royals. I mean, it's everyone. He's got a knack for knowing what inning to get behind the microphone, right?
Yep. I mean, that was the top of the sixth. Man on third, two outs, open base. Well, we'll pitch to Bobby Witt Jr.
What were they thinking, especially with a guy with a busted finger that's coming up behind him, right?
There were two different instances where I didn't know what they were thinking. One, Ryan O'Hearn, they left on base.
Yep.
I don't know who they have on that roster, but I'm sure someone there is faster than Ryan O'Hearn.
Sure.
Late innings, right?
Right.
You're down 1-0. You got to sell it out.
Right.
So there's that. And then Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
Open base on first, man on third. Pasquantino's behind him. He's popped up three times in the game.
Yeah.
Like you said, injured thumb. We'll pitch to him.
We'll pitch to Bobby Witt with two outs. Like it made absolutely no sense. And like in Baltimore this morning, they should not be blaming their players for losing that
Correct.
Game as much as they should be blaming their manager for not putting them in the position to win that game in a situation like that. And I know Bobby was 0-for-3. I don't really care what the manager's reasoning is. You just had the best player in baseball up with two
right.
outs, with first base open, and with a guy who's making his first appearance in over a month with a broken finger in the on deck circle.
They don't respect
him. You chose to pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. in that game, in that situation last night. Like, did the manager know who was up at plate, or did he go to that bar Pickles across the place, which is a great bar if you're in Baltimore before or after a baseball? You get a pickle shot with every beer you purchase, right?
Mm.
And it's vodka and pickle juice. It's cool, right? And so,
sign me up.
Was he at that place before the game and then came over and decided to pitch to Bobby Witt Jr., or did he not watch baseball this year, or did he lose his mind? I mean, like, does he need to have some blueberries or something in his diet?
So,
like, it's weird.
It lets me know that, unfortunately, we must be much higher on Bobby Witt Jr. than everybody else in baseball.
Well, I don't think you can be, though.
Because I asked you this. If you're the Orioles manager and that's Shohei Ohtani up to bat, is he seeing if baseball come his way?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
But if that's Aaron Judge, do you see a baseball go his way?
I wouldn't think so.
But Bobby Witt Jr. got pitched to. So
maybe he didn't know it was Bobby Witt Jr. Maybe he thought it was the old man or something like that. I don't know. Like there's no reasoning that you
Bobby
can
Bobby as soon as that old lady said
well,
it was.
Yeah,
it?
And yeah, thanks to the lady last night at Jefferson's yelling strike the entire game, every pitch. This
I
woman
thought she was
yelling
saying
strike.
Fight.
No, she was yelling strike.
Strike
she was
strike.
Listening to the game on her transistor radio,
right? Oh, yeah.
Up to her ear. I thought she was on the phone at first, right? Listening to the game on her transistor radio yelling strike and being like a split second ahead of the TV. Which that pisses everybody off, you know. Like, you can't do that. You can't start cheering when nobody's seen
have
what's
you ever
happened
been to somebody's
yet.
House,
right?
It's got like a game on YouTube TV, but you have alerts on your phone because you work at sports radio, and all of a sudden it's like touchdown Mahomes.
I never put an alert on my phone because I know what it would do to me. So
it's terrible.
I have no notifications.
Has anybody else been in that situation?
It is terrible. But that whole game yesterday of her yelling strike and being ahead and waving a flag. And
strike.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
She loves Spectre, though.
Yeah,
man.
She really did. She laid into Spectre because he hasn't planned a Royals parade in Overland Park yet. And the reason he hasn't planned a Royals parade in Overland Park yet is because that's not his job. We don't know what his job is. But it's not the planned parades in Overland Park, Kansas. But I mean, great. I love watching the game yesterday, and I don't know if I'm wrong by saying this. I kind of like being at a watch party, maybe better than at the game. You're in that moment with the people, and everybody's reacting to every pitch and having a good time and high fiving and having fun. Like I had a blast at that yesterday, right? And got to meet Mac's mom and her friends. They can come to anything, man. I'm telling you what, your mom's friends are welcome to any event. Bring them to the Lanai. Like it was a really, really great night, great afternoon, and we'll do it again today at Jefferson's. And met some great people out there yesterday. A lot of good listeners, had a lot of fun, and just living the moment with everybody except for her. I thought was a really, really fun time yesterday. Cockamamie, yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Ben McDonald, who called the game yesterday, had a pretty good nugget for us yesterday.
Honestly, guys, I'd be flipping a coin, to be honest with you, who wins this series. I am up in the air. I would tend to lean two things. Because of the way the Orioles finished and because they're playing at home, I would tend to lean towards the Orioles at home. And if it was in Kansas City, I'd probably say that. I think home field advantage could matter here. But I think this game one, as you guys know, it's so important. And whoever wins game one is probably going to win this series. I just think it's that close between these two teams. So it'd probably be decided today, honestly, whoever pulls it off in game one. And I'm a pitcher, obviously. I would love this pitching matchup between Reagans and Corbin Burns. This is going to be a big-time matchup. Two real dudes on the mound. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun yesterday, right?
A lot of information there from Ben McDonald.
Yeah, but he was absolutely right about that. You win game one, you win the series. And I know it's a small sample size, but this has been the pattern. Every team that has won game one of a wild card series over the last 2 years has gone on and won that wild card series because the pressure just now really mounts on Baltimore. I mean, you go out there today, Zach Eflin is pitching for them, which I thought he was an actor. Seth Lugo pitching for the Kansas City Royals. Eflin this year has a 9 ERA against the Royals. I like our chances against this guy today, right? And I like our chances because we only have to score, again, one, maybe two runs, you know, with Seth Lugo on the mound today. And that's a great 1-2 punch. That's why it reminds me, and I don't want to, you know, compare Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling because they're Hall of Fame type pitchers, but this has that same feeling of that Arizona Diamondback team where you had two unbelievably dominating starters at the top of your rotation, and that's all you need in the postseason. And if Lugo goes out there and dominates today and we end this thing, we don't have to play on Thursday, it sets up perfectly for Reagans to go on Saturday, day off on Sunday, Lugo to go on Monday, day off, I think, on Tuesday for a travel day. I'm not sure. Come back here Wednesday, Thursday with back-to-back games. You could have Waka and Reagans on Wednesday and Thursday here in Kansas City.
Yeah, because it'd be 2-2-1.
Two, two, one. Right. Yep. Yeah. And so you got, I think they're back to back here in Kansas City. I think you play Wednesday and Thursday in Kansas City off Friday, then finish it off in New York on Saturday if you have to go to a game five. But you have the opportunity now with the way that the schedule is staggered to pitch at least Cole Reagans two times against the New York Yankees and even possibly Seth Lugo two times against the Yankees with the off day and how the schedule works. And so that's why I think it's important today. Get Lugo quickly through the game like Cole Reagans did yesterday, 80 some pitches or whatever. It was he's out, start getting that rest and be ready to possibly use Reagans and Lugo each twice in this series against the Yankees with the way that off days are staggered. And you have an unbelievable great chance to win this baseball game. The Yankees don't want to see Lugo and Reagans twice in this series.
It's weekly poll time. Head over to the Fan 965 on X, formerly known as Twitter. We have our weekly poll question. Bob came up with this in the back of his mind last night. And he wants to know who wins more playoff games the rest of their duo time together, Cole Reagans and Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce.
Now, Patrick Mahomes and Kelce are what, 15-3 in the playoffs? So they had a 14-game lead over Bobby and Reagans, but that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. Obviously, with the way baseball is structured and the way football is structured, how much success do you believe Reagans and Bobby Witt are going to have together? And I was thinking about this last night as I was sitting, you know, behind a train yesterday over there on Flum, and we're watching not only the
slow train.
Yes, it was very slow. Yeah, it was a very big, long freight train.
A lot of graffiti.
No graffiti at all, which was very surprising.
Do you ever watch the train and then turn the angle to see it go really fast, then see it go really slow?
No. I don't know. Sorry.
It's like two different points of views.
I never know. But like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, I can get some work done because this train's, you know, take a while.
I've got some time.
I've got some time here. Stoplights are always fast when you want to send a quick text to somebody, and they're extremely slow when you have nothing to do, right? And maybe that's just the mindset. But so I'm sitting behind the train, and you can see where the end is. So everybody's just kind of parked and waiting around. And not only did we watch the present yesterday with the Royals, I think we got a really big glimpse into the long-term future of this club. And I tweeted it out yesterday. The next 10 years, guys, we should have a Cy Young candidate and an MVP candidate on our team together every single year. Every year for the next decade, we should go into the season go, well, Bobby Witt has a chance to win MVP this year. Cole Reagans has a chance to win the Cy Young Award this year. We really haven't had that since Brett and Saberhagen, and they weren't together as long as they probably should have been here in Kansas City. This is trending to be the greatest position player pitcher duo that we've seen in Royals history. And now with Bobby Witt already locked up long-term, Cole Reagans probably the next guy who gets a nice long-term contract. And for potentially the next decade, we could be watching the two of those guys together. Yesterday was a glimpse into the current state of the Royals, but also to what the future holds. And when you can roll out an MVP candidate and a Cy Young Award candidate for the next 10 years, man, future's great here in Kansas City. So who wins more playoff games? Is it going to be Mahomes and Kelce who have a 14-game jump? Or do you think this duo of Reagans and Bobby Witt Jr. can match and exceed what the guys across the street have done? So vote in that poll today. But, I mean, I think the future is so bright. I could see these guys, you know, to win the World Series as a wild card, you got to win three, or you got to win two, you got to win three, you got to win four to get to the World Series. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to get to the World Series. Win the World Series is another 4. So you need 13 wins, right, as a wild card team to win the World Series. If the Royals do that this year, they're going to be neck and neck with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce when it comes to winning those playoff games. Completely different sports, I get it, but it goes to show you that I believe that this Royals duo is going to have a lot of long-term success here in Kansas City. This isn't a one-and-done flash in the pan. This is the beginning of what I believe is going to be our next dynasty in Kansas City sports.
Before I piggyback on that, the poll is doing exactly what I thought it would do. It's been up for 17 minutes. Bobby and Reagan's 24%. Patrick and Kelce, 75%.
Really?
Because 125 votes.
Wow. So you don't have any faith, is what the poll is saying, in this organization moving forward and winning playoff games.
I kind of told you yesterday when you said the text, which was, you know,
it was a little bit different, though, the way I can't believe how I originally phrased championships.
More championships.
More championships.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, they're off to a 3-0 start.
Yeah, right. They got a 3-0 head start.
To their entire franchise.
Right. But I'm surprised. I thought it would absolutely go the other way just because of the way baseball is wired, right? Yeah. You got to win 13 in year one to get there. Are people not having faith in this? Because this duo, guys, I mean, you could look at Aaron Judge and what's the guy, Garrett Cole, as a nice, you know, 1-2 punch. I'm not a huge Garrett Cole fan. I think he's a whiner. I think he's a baby. I don't think he's very tough. So that's kind of my philosophy on that one. I don't think that the Yankees are built like the Royals are right now with that dominating ace at the top of the lineup. I even heard somebody yesterday, you know, comparing taking Shohei Ohtani out of the equation when they were referring to Bobby Witt Jr. because Shohei's just a hitter and Bobby Witt is an all-around baseball player. They were trying to make the case that Bobby's the best player in all of baseball because Ohtani really isn't a player. He's just a hitter at this point in time. And I'm like, you can make that argument. But the way that the Royals are going right now, man, when you got an ace like Cole Reagans at the top of your rotation and an MVP candidate at shortstop, the sky's the limit here. And
both
the ownership,
in their mid-20s.
Both in their mid-20s, right? And ownership, well, Reagan's a little bit older, 28.
26.
Yeah, 26. Is he 26?
I thought
he was 28.
No, he's 26.
I could be wrong about that. And you've already seen you've got an owner that's willing to spend money to surround this core of 12 to 13 guys that are homegrown with the ancillary pieces that they need. A couple of good postseason runs could vault Bobby and Cole Reagans right past Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce when it comes to postseason wins.
Cole, the next guy that gets paid for the Royals?
It has to be. Yeah. I mean, I think this offseason you decide you're going to pay Cole Reagans. I think this is the guy who gets the contract this offseason because he's in the prime of his career. He's dominated since he's come here to Kansas City. And I don't know that there's a pitcher like him right now in Major League Baseball that has that ice water in his veins that is willing to go out there and just absolutely shred the competition and have the face of a cold-hearted killer when he's doing it. Like, the guy doesn't get fazed. And too many people in baseball get flustered and frustrated. I've never seen an emotion out of Cole Reagans in my life watching this guy pitch, and that's why he's so successful.
He had 40 less hits than innings pitched. That's remarkable.
That's unbelievable. I mean, wow. His numbers are up there right now. He threw 80 pitches yesterday, 60 of them for strikes. I mean, it's just an incredible run that this kid is on. And I still salute our friend Gene Watson, who was responsible for bringing Cole Reagans into the organization and fought his ass off for saying, that's the guy. If we're trading Aroldis Chapman to the Rangers, Cole Reagans is that dude. And they got him, and he's here, and he's the ace of the staff. And it's going to go down as one of the greatest trades in Royals franchise history.
He had 186 innings pitched, 146 hits allowed, and then struck out 223.
I mean, that's nuts. That is nuts. I mean, you're speaking those words of what I'm trying to convey into existence. Just the strikeout number alone.
That's dangerous,
man. What did you say, 180 innings and 220 strikeouts? So that guy had
186, 223.
So 40 more strikeouts than innings pitched for Cole Reagans. I know the strikeout now is okay, and everybody celebrates the strikeout out from a hitting standpoint because we're weird in Major League Baseball at this time. But those are insane numbers, man.
I mean, that's like, when people called him like the left-handed Jacob DeGrom, that's like prime DeGrom numbers.
Yeah.
Like, that's ace of the top of a staff sort of thing. I mean, from opening day to the first game of the playoffs, he's been there.
I mean, it's Greg Maddux type stuff. And the reason I say Greg Maddux is because Maddux never overpowered you with anything, but knew how to pitch. And that's where I think Cole Reagans is different from a lot of guys in Major League Baseball right now, because the nerds that have infested the game of baseball really care about velo and speed and all this kind of stuff. They forget that the best way to go out there and attack hitters is to know how to pitch. Hitters can hit fastballs. Mm-hmm. Hitters can't hit balls that have movement on them. When they're darting all over the place and they're moving all over the place and you're pinpointing control and you're getting your spots and all that kind of stuff, there's not a lot of pitchers in Major League Baseball that are true pitchers like Cole Reagans is. That's another reason why he dominates. The league isn't used to a guy like that anymore.
See, I would almost compare Lugo to Maddux.
Okay.
Because, like, he's kind of the guy. I mean, I know they say he throws like 10 pitches.
Right.
But, realistically, it feels like it's like four. But he kind of gets crafty with it. Like you said, I think Greg Maddux is the greatest pitcher of all time in baseball. We can have a debate. Anybody wants to have that, I'll be willing to sit down with you. But Lugo is the kind of guy that can like be an enigma as a pitcher. Like, he can either be crafty or like sometimes we've seen this year where he's like, you know what, I'm just going to strike people out.
Right.
And he'll go, you know, five innings. Today could be one of those days where Lugo's like, look, Reagan's threw just pure gas yesterday. I'm going to try to finesse these guys and just try to go eight innings so we can give the bullpen. Because I think if you could win today, and obviously you would have a game tomorrow if you don't, I feel like Ercig is available today. I think he only threw 24 pitches, somewhere around there. So I think he's available today to come in the ninth. So it would be a nice day today to see the Royals, you know, maybe get more than one run and get up, be like 3-0, let Lugo go all the way to the seventh. And then you go, I don't know, 8-9, get out of there and get back to and get to New York and move on, because it's not a long travel, right? You go from Maryland to the Bronx.
3 hours that's, in a bus.
Say, that's not a long day to travel. You'd have a couple days to relax. Today's a big game.
Today's a huge game.
I know yesterday was really, really big. Today's big.
Yep.
Today is...
You want that extra day.
You want the extra day. You get to relax. It gives you more time to think about what's coming up for New York. And it also gives you more time to say, okay, we get a day, we can skip a guy's start, we can then throw so-and-so on Saturday.
Reagans is pitching Saturday in New York. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say that, because he pitched Tuesday, you're off Wednesday, you're off Thursday, you're off Friday. Saturday is day four. Look, this is the postseason. We're going to push guys. And he only threw 80 pitches yesterday, right? So I would imagine that. And we'll talk to Q coming up at 9. He's probably going to be not like wanting to get into who we're facing in New York, because we still have a game left to win in Baltimore. And I understand all that. But you've got to roll Cole Reagans out there on Saturday in New York. I mean, and then if you don't, then you're saving him to Monday, and then it's extra long rest and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? You got the opportunity by winning today to set your rotation, your bullpen, and everything up perfectly go in New York at 100% with your best foot forward, and an opportunity to beat the Yankees at Yankee Stadium with Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo on the mound. And that's what I want going into the Bronx.
The last time Jacob DeGrom was relevant, 2019, he had very similar numbers. 204 innings, 154 hits, 255 strikeouts.
So he has not been relevant since COVID.
That was the age of 31.
Wow.
Cole Reagans is 26.
26 years old.
So when you say the future is bright, you sign Lugo, you have Bobby, you got Sal hanging around.
Right.
Vinny Pasquantino is another guy you're probably going to lock up. Enjoy it.
I mean, John Sherman's got a lot of money to spend this offseason, right?
That's
Start writing checks.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, because a lot of guys are earning them, and we want to keep them all here in Kansas City.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.